Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you for listening to the Qalam podcast. My name is Abdul Nasser Jangda, and I'm excited to announce a new learning opportunity from the comfort of your home. Here at Qalam, we strive to create opportunities for people all around the world from all walks of life to learn about Islam. One amazing program that is a part of this mission is the Seerah Intensive, an in-depth study of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seerah Intensive is a one-of-a-kind immersive learning experience for the entire family. You receive access to great teachers, develop lifelong friendships with students of knowledge from all around the world, benefit from countless invaluable lessons, and at the end of the day, walk away with a newfound love for the best human being to ever walk this earth, bidnillahi ta'ala. This year, the Seerah Intensive will be offered exclusively online. All recordings and class materials will be provided for lifetime access for you to continue and revisit at your own pace. We will also be offering Seerah Intensive online for kids. For more information, please visit QalamIntensives.com. We hope to see you this winter to learn about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with us. Thank you, and enjoy the podcast.
Okay. Bismillah. Walhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ila hubbik ya arhamar rahimin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to everyone joining me on Facebook or on YouTube or on Instagram. Thank you so much for joining me, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us coming together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means for us to increase our understanding of our deen and our ability to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that understanding, inshallah ta'ala. Today, I want to touch upon something from Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi's, rahimahullah, Tariq al-Hijratain, which is the two migrations, which is the book that we're studying. I want to go over something that he talks about on page 456. One of the things that the scholars highlighted is that in different seasons of the year, there are certain aspects of the seasons of the year that have a spiritual impact. And as we approach the winter months, I wanted to highlight something that many scholars have mentioned about the winter months. And so scholars have mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a special type of mercy in the winter months. And the reason is because the days are short, thereby making it easier to fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the nights are long, thereby making it easier for them to stand up in Qiyam al-Layl or stand up in Tahajj Salah at nighttime with just them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so today I kind of wanted to talk about Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala. He speaks about the virtues and the importance of Qiyam al-Layl. And I think it's a topic that we really don't talk about enough in our halaqat, like the spiritual impact of standing up at nighttime, in the middle of the night, you know, 4 a.m. at the last third portion of the night. And we're going to actually look at a hadith specifically about that in portion of the night. But there's a special spiritual blessing in Qiyam al-Layl that all of the awliya and scholars have always spoken about, the importance of Qiyam al-Layl and that spiritual elevation. Now, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala, the way he explains it is he basically explains it from the perspective of someone in love, right? And he explains that when someone is deeply enamored or in love with something, they value quality time alone with that one or thing that they love. And when a person develops that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then one of the ways to realize or to feel or to truly taste the sweetness of that love is a munajat or a discussion, talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the middle of the night, right? In the middle of the night for Qiyam al-Layl. So it's a very, very special prayer, right? And I want to read directly from Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi because he really gives us this beautiful connection from the moment a person wakes up for Qiyam al-Layl until they pray their Fajr Salah. And it's very, very special. Before I get into this though, I think it's really important to talk about something before Qiyam al-Layl. And one of the things that's very important to discuss Qiyam al-Layl is actually sleeping at night, right? Because there's no way a person can even imagine waking up for Qiyam al-Layl if they haven't got their nighttime in order and they're not going to sleep at a time that would give their body enough rest to actually wake up for Qiyam al-Layl. So if a person is staying up till 12:30, 1 o'clock, I mean, Qiyam al-Layl is far from it. It's so hard. It's so difficult to do tahajjud, which is to wake back up. But if a person goes to sleep early, and that's the beauty about being in winter, and that's why I specifically mentioned the saying of the scholars about the blessing of winter, because nowadays, Isha Salah, like here in Dallas, Isha Salah is like, what, 7 o'clock or something, like 7:15. That's like Isha Salah. And after that, like from the perspective of a believer, I've finished everything that I need to finish. Like I've fulfilled my responsibilities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, of course, there's responsibilities of other people. There's responsibilities of my family, my children, my wife, so on and so forth. But my responsibilities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been, you know, fulfilled after that Salatul Isha, right? And so going to sleep early with the intention of waking up early in the morning to do that Salat al-Tahajjud or Qiyam al-Layl is a very important part of our spiritual development. And I think it's something that we don't talk about enough and encourage enough. And it's something that when I look at my teachers, right, and our mashayikh, this was something that was just a normal part of who they were. It was that time alone in the morning time for them to develop themselves. Now, before I go into this, I want to share one more thing. If you look into self-help, you know, videos and how to become better when it comes to physical health or mental well-being or academically, you'll see all of these self-help videos on YouTube and stuff about my 5 a.m. morning routine. Right? Just look at YouTube. You'll see it everywhere. It's like, oh, I wake up at 5 a.m. and then I do this and then I do that. And these videos have like millions of views. And the interesting thing is we as Muslims already have this beautiful sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about waking up at a time when everyone else is still asleep so that you can have clarity in a moment, a time when there's nothing else pressuring you, you can have a clear heart and mind between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those early hours of the day, early hours of the morning. And we're talking 4 a.m., 5 a.m. That's the early hours before Fajr comes in. That is a time of extreme clarity and extreme ability for you to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those are just my thoughts, but we're going to actually now read from Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi because the way he speaks is just so eloquent and so beautiful. So he's talking now, just so we understand the context, he's talking about someone who is in love, right? Is in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is in love. So he says, فَصْلٌ فَإِذَا اسْتَيْقَظَ أَحَدُهُمْ وَقَدَ بَدَرَ إِلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ هَذَا الشَّأْنِ فَأَوَّلُ مَا يَجْرِ عَلَىٰ لِسَانِهِ ذِكْرُ مَحْبُوبِهِ. He's like, when a person has love in their heart for Allah and they wake up, the very first thing that will come on their tongue is the remembrance of the thing that they love the most. He says, فَأَوَّلُ مَا يَجْرِ عَلَىٰ لِسَانِهِ ذِكْرُ مَحْبُوبِهِ. The very first thing that will come off of the tongue will be the remembrance of the one that they love. وَالتَّوَجُّهُ إِلَيْهِ. And the first thing that will happen is they will turn themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتِعْطَافِهِ وَالتَّمَلُّقْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. And they will want to humble themselves in awe before Allah. And he says, وَأَلَّا يَكِلُوا إِلَيْهَا فَيَكِلَهُ إِلَىٰ ذَيْئَةٍ وَعَجِزًا وَذَنْبٍ وَخَتِئَةٍ. He says that this person will then completely turn themselves, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that because they realize when they trust in Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them and will not allow this person to be wasted and allow this person to fall into sin and so on and so forth. So he says, فَأَوَّلُ مَا, he says, فَأَوَّلُ, the very first thing, مَا يَبْدَأُ بِهِ, the very first thing that a person should do when they wake up is they would say, now this is waking up for Qiyam al-Layl. Remember what we're talking about. For those who are just joining, we're talking about Qiyam al-Layl. He says, فَأَوَّلُ مَا يَبْدَأُ بِهِ قَوْلُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَحْيَانَا بَعْدَمَا أَمَاتَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. He's like, the very first thing that this person is going to say when they open their eyes is Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's beautiful if you really think about it. Like, if you can reach the state, brothers and sisters, where the first thing that comes from your tongue, the moment you open your eyes and you turn off that alarm, or you wake up, if the first thing that you can get to come off of your tongue is Alhamdulillah, that is indicative of a deeper spiritual connection that you have established with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That is a beautiful place to reach, where you're able to allow the very first thing for you to do is to be the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming off of your tongue. So he says, the very first thing that you should do, فَأَوَّلُ مَا يَبْدَأُ بِهِ قَوْلُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي, the very first thing you should say is, all praise to Allah, the one who has given us life after our death, and to him is our resurrection. And he says, and when you read this, he says, mutadabbiran lima'naha, you should be thinking about what you're actually saying. So when you say this, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, alladhi, the one who gave me life again, like I'm alive again on this day. Like, I have another opportunity of life. And there are so many people that don't have this day, but I have it. And just knowing that I have another day is a blessing. One of my teachers, he said, everything above a breath is a blessing. Everything above a breath is a blessing. You know, and that really puts things in perspective, because life is intrinsically good. Yeah, you may have bills to pay. Yo, you may have family members that give you a headache. Yeah, you may have all types of difficulties. And I'm not trying to trivialize the difficulties that we go through, but you got to really be able to understand that you have the greatest gift, and that gift is life. And then after that, on top of that, you have knowledge of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And so I'm going to read the dua one more time for everyone. The dua is Alhamdulillahilladhi, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah, alladhi, the one, ahyana, who has given us life, ba'da ma amatana, after he has caused us to die. And I'm going to explain what that means. Wa ilayhin nushur, and to him shall we be resurrected again. Now look what he says here. He says very clearly that you need to say this dua while thinking about the meaning. Min dhikri ni'matillahi alayh. Think about the blessing of Allah upon you, bi an ahyahu, that he gave you life, ba'da nawmi, after sleep, alladhi huwa ukhtul maut, sleep, which is according to the hadith, is the sister of death. So basically what he's highlighting is that the Prophet ﷺ in a hadith basically said, like, sleep is the little sister of death. And so what that basically means is, like, sleep is like a symbolic death almost. Sleep is like this symbolic death. And if you really think about it, like, you're completely cut off from the world. You're in another realm that other people can't see that you're there. You know, and when you're asleep, yo, you could be running downtown, running all over the place. You with such and such person. And people looking at you are like, bam, this person's just sleeping right there. But you are somewhere else. And maut is the same way. You see a dead body there. Subhanallah, the dead body is lying there. But that the reality inside is somewhere completely else. And so that's a profound correlation between death and sleep. And so The Prophet ﷺ, he said, "An-nawm akhul maut," like "Okamaqal." He said that sleep is like the little brother or sister of death. And so that is why we're reading this dua, "All praise to Allah who has given me life after having caused me to die." وَأَعَادَهُ إِلَيْهِ, he says, وَأَعَادَهُ إِلَيْهِ حَالَهُ سَوِيًّا سَلِيمًا مَحْفُوظًا مِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُهُ. He's like, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only has He given you life again, but He's given you life and you're healthy. You're in a good state. You're protected from things you don't even know about. Like, you were asleep and you have no idea about so many things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was protecting you about. Maut is death. Maut is death. Sorry, I didn't translate that. So the Prophet ﷺ said, sleep is the brother of death or sister of death. And we explained that in detail just a minute ago. So what he's trying to explain here, what he's saying is that now you're thinking after you've woken up, it's tahajjud time, right? You've woken up, it's 4 a.m. You woke up and the first thing that you were able to do by the blessing of Allah was to say, Alhamdulillah. Now you read this dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. But he said, make sure you're thinking about what it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected you from, right? So then he goes forward. I'm just going to fast forward a little bit right here. فَإِذَا تَصَوَّرَ الْعَبْدَ ذَلِكَ, when a person, when me and you, when we contemplate and think about what Allah has protected us from throughout the night, right? There are so many things that we're being protected from in the nighttime that we have no control over. فَقَالَ الْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ حَمْدًا, he will say Alhamdulillah. It will be a pure hamd. Like, you know, when you're really thirsty and you drink water, that when you say Alhamdulillah after that, it's on a different level. So when you think about how Allah has given you life again, this type of Alhamdulillah comes from a deeper place. So he says, أَبْلَغَ وَأَكْمَلَ مِنْ حَمْدِ الْغَافِلْ عَنْ ذَلِكَ. See, this is important. What he says here is, when you've contemplated the great blessings that have come to you, when you say Alhamdulillah, it's different than a person who says Alhamdulillah and just says it as a way of kind of ritualistically without thinking about all of the blessings. And so he's trying to draw a comparison between someone who just wakes up and out of ritual says Alhamdulillah, and someone else who was like, let me contemplate, hold on. Allah has blessed me with so much this morning. And then now they say Alhamdulillah. Then he says, thumma yufakkir fi anna alladhi a'ada ba'da hadha al-imata hayyan saliman qadir ala an ya'idahu ba'da mawtihi al-kubra hayyan kama kana wa li hadha yaqulu ba'daha wa ilayhi an-nushur. Listen to this. Now, if you notice, the dua that we read is all praise to praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given me life after my death, and to Him I am resurrected. So he says that as you read this dua, you realize that the one who has given me life again this morning also has the ability to give me life after I pass away. And that's my resurrection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every single morning, when we wake up for this tahajjud salah and we literally like sit up, you can remember and recollect that the same way when people die, the same way they will be resurrected and literally sit up. So what he's trying to say is there's a correlation. And the correlation is that when I think of my waking from sleep, that reminds me of my waking from death as well, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore you say the dua, wa ilayhi nushur, and to Him is the final resurrection. Then he says, thumma yaqul. So now remember, for those just joining us, we are talking about something very special in our spiritual development. If you're joining late, I really want to recap on this because it's super important. We are talking about the importance of qiyamul layl, standing up at the later portion of night and making dua and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm talking 4 a.m., 4:30, 5 a.m., those early hours when everybody else is asleep. This is a prayer of those who truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you're waking out of your sleep, you're doing wudu, you're getting out of that state of sleepfulness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and just to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we're talking about what happens when a person wakes up. So they woke up, they opened their eyes, and they read this dua. Then he says, now what do we do next, right? We just woke up, we turned the alarm off, we read this dua, I'm thinking about the fact that I'm awake again, and you read this dua. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. This is a dhikr that the Prophet did a lot. I highly recommend everyone try to learn this. I highly recommend that everyone try to learn this particular dhikr. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah, Allahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He's like, after you read that dua, thumma yad'u, you didn't even get out the bed yet, you make dua. You're still in the bed, tahajjud time, 4:30 a.m. You turned your alarm up. You're like, yo, I gotta get up. Right? You sit up, you read the dua, then you read this thing we read right there, and you make dua. Now, I wanna share this with you, but I'm worried if I share this with you, people may take the shortcut. So there's a very, very beautiful hadith. There's a very, very beautiful hadith. And the hadith mentions this dua that I just read to you. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu, huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa la hawla wa quwwata illa billah. In one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever wakes up in the middle of the night, just anywhere out of the middle of the night, and reads this dua, whatever dua they make after that is immediately accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if they stand up for prayer, so be it. But if they go back to sleep, so be it. So I don't want us, I want us to know the virtues of this. But I also am worried, like, oh, word? I could just read this dua and then go back to sleep? Yes, but hopefully after reading this dua, you'll still feel that love and that desire to stand up and still do Qiyam al-Layl, inshallah ta'ala. So it's a very, very, very special dua to learn and read in the middle of the night when you wake up for that Qiyam al-Layl. Then he says, all right, so here's the hard part now, right? Then he says, ثُمَّ يَقُومُ إِلَى الْوُضُوءِ. Now you force yourself out of the bed. It's 4:30 a.m. Everybody else is asleep. The world is asleep. Everyone is asleep. But you are forcing yourself out of your bed. Why? Why? Is it for work? Is it for some person? Is it for money? Is it for attention? No. You're waking yourself up so that you can go stand on your prayer rug and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only in the presence of the angels and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. Nobody knows. It's a secret between you and your beloved, a secret between you and your beloved. And that's why tahajjud is so special, because tahajjud is that low key relationship with Allah. You know, like we have like high key relationship with Allah. We have like prayers, we have like fasting, we have like halaqa, we have like jummah. We have all these high key connections with Allah, but that low key connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. That's that tahajjud salah, man. That's that, like, nobody knows. It's just me and my beloved know about it. And that's the secret. That's the beauty of it. So, ثُمَّ يَقُومُ إِلَى الْوُضُوء. So then the person stands up. بِقَلْبٍ حَاضِرٍ مُسْتَصْحِبْ لِمَا فِيهِ. This person then stands up and starts to make wudu with an attentive heart. Attentive heart. And so, you know, guys, one of the things that's super important for spiritual development. So we all know what wudu is, right? We know what ablution is, wudu is. And we've known it since we were children, many of us, right? And those who converted, we learned this the first day of converting, right? One thing we have to understand about wudu is wudu with the an attentive mind and heart is an extremely transformative process in and of itself. And so when people really want to, like one of the signs of that focus in prayer, one of the signs of focus in prayer is a person's ability to focus in wudu. because wudu is like that key to the prayer. If a person is able to do their wudu with this presence of mind, and you may be like, okay, what do you mean presence of mind? I'm just washing my face. I'm just washing my hands. Well, are you really? Is that all you're doing? I mean, that's not what I'm doing when I'm making wudu. Like when I'm washing my hands, I'm getting rid of the sins that my hands committed. When I wash my face, I'm washing away the sins from my eyes, the sins from my tongue. You know, when I'm washing my arms, Imam Ghazali, he says, when you wash your right hand, say, oh Allah, give me my book of good deeds in my right hand. When you wash your left hand, say, oh Allah, protect me from getting my book of deeds in my left hand. You know, like this is a whole different, he's like, when you wipe your head, Imam Ghazali says, when you wipe your head, say to yourself, oh Allah, cover me with your mercy. So when you think like this, the wudu moves from this ritualistic aspect of splashing yourself with water to this extremely and spiritually enlightening process of purification, which opens the door for your prayer. And so I hope you guys feel me on this, but the wudu is an extremely, extremely beautiful aspect of your actual prayer. It's not something you're supposed to just get through to get to the prayer. And so that's what he says here. He says, you're standing up again. It's 4 a.m. You're making that wudu, right? And then what do you do next? He says, "Thumma yusalli ma kutib Allahu lahu salata muhibban." He's like, then you start to pray. You go, you stand on your prayer rug, you say Allahu Akbar, right? No lights on, it's dark, maybe a little lamp is on. It's just you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Qiyam al-Layl, 4:30 a.m. Everybody is asleep, but you're standing before Allah. He says, Salata muhib. You're praying the prayer of a lover. You're praying the prayer of a lover. You're praying the prayer of a lover. لِمَحْبُوبِهِ مُتَذَلِّلٍ مُنْكَسِرٍ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. You're praying the prayer of a humble, someone in love before the one that you love. He says, لَا صَلَاتَ مُدِلٍ بِهَا عَلَيْهِ. You're not praying a prayer of like you're doing a favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, that's not the case. And then listen, and this is it right here, yo. He says, يَرَى يَرَى مِنْ أَعْظَمِ نِعَمْ مَحْبُوبِهِ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ أَقَامَ وَأَنَامَ غَيْرَهِ. He's like, as you're praying, hear me out, yo. He's like, as you're praying, you consider that the greatest blessing upon you from your beloved is that he allowed you to stand while others are sleeping. He allowed you to stand. He allowed me to be here at this moment before him when other people are sleeping. I think that's so profound because it speaks of a type of closeness. Like you allowed me to have this unique relationship with you that other people just don't have. And to me, that's what's so special. That's what's so special about Qiyam al-Layl. It's like, I have a special relationship with Allah. You know, there was a servant woman in the time of, let me get this straight. I can't remember where I read this story, but let me just share the story anyway. The story was that there was this one person who, his servant had, and this is like early Islamic period, right? His servant had woken up for tahajjud and he heard the servant saying, oh Allah, I swear by your love for me. And in the morning time, the person said to the servant, like, wasn't that rude what you said to Allah? Isn't that bad adab? How can you say that, oh Allah, by your love for me? Shouldn't you say by my love for you? And that person said to him, he's like, the sign that Allah had love for me is he allowed me to stand up while you were just laying there sleeping, not able to get up, just listening to me. And so the point being is that you see that moment when you're standing before Allah in Qiyam al-Layl, in the middle of the night, 4:30, nobody sees you, just you on your prayer rug. You stand there and you are humbled because you realize the greatest blessing I have is that you, Allah, you, my beloved, have allowed me, you gave me the ability to stand up before you. And that isn't something you give to everyone. Remember this, yo, remember this. Allah gives dunya, Allah gives money, Allah gives wealth, Allah gives looks, Allah gives attention, Allah gives fame to everyone, evil and righteous. But relation and connection to Him is only given to those special souls that love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the fact that Allah allows you tonight, and I'm hoping everyone can try this tonight, like let's act upon this tonight, go to sleep early, right? Get in the bed, go to sleep early, get off of social media, go to sleep, and wake up 4:30, 5 o'clock before Fajr comes in, and just sit there and make dua and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will feel a special clarity like none other. And he says something here. I want to go forward. He says, وَأَهَلَّهُ وَحَرَّمَ غَيْرِ. He's like, you made me, you felt I was deserving of this blessing, and you deprived others of this blessing. Like you're thinking you think I'm worthy to stand before you that you allowed me to do this? That is amazing. فَهُوَ يَزْدَادْ بِذَارِكَ. That thought will make you love Allah even more. مُحَبَّةً إِلَى مُحِبَّتِهِ. يَرَى أَنَّ قُرَّةَ عَيْنِهِ وَحَيَاةَ قَلْبِهِ وَجَنَّةَ رُوحِهِ وَنَعِيمَهُ وَلَذَّتَهُ وَسُرُورَهُ فِي تِلْكَ الصَّلَاةِ. You will realize and start to feel so much pleasure in that prayer, so much pleasure of the heart in that talk, in that moment of seclusion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's saying, فَهُوَ يَتَمَنَّ طُولَ لَيْلِهِ. You will hope that the night just gets longer and longer and longer. And وَيَهْتَمُ بِتُلُوِ الْفَجْرِ. And as you see the Fajr time getting closer, you start to, you don't like it. You don't like the night, the Fajr is coming, the night's almost over. I hate to spoil the moment, right? But you know I gotta do it, man. We all know in the childhood, we know the story of Cinderella, right? Y'all remember Cinderella? Where morning time is coming and she gotta get back quick. Now everybody's going front like they don't know what Cinderella is. All right, cool. Similarly, she had to get back quick because the night was ending. And when the night ended, everything went back to normal. So what he's talking about here is something similar, which was as this person is standing in Qiyam al-Layl doing dhikr, talking to Allah when everyone else is asleep, this person is like, subhanAllah, I don't want this night to end, but the night is getting closer and closer and closer and closer to ending. And they're like, no, the night is running out. Night is running out. And so you got that Cinderella complex because you want the night to be extended. And he says, see, the scholars always drop these gems. He says, كَمَا يَتَمَنَّ الْمُحِبْ الْفَائِزْ بِوَصْلِ مَحْبُوبِهِ ذَلِكَ. The same way when someone's in love with another person and they get to be with that person, they don't want the night to end. فَهُوَ كَمَا قِيلَ. He says a poem about the same thing. So he says, I'm almost done, inshallah ta'ala. He says, فَهُوَ يَتَمَلَّقْ فِيهَا مَوْلَاهُ تَمَلَّقَ الْمُحِبْ لِمَحْبُوبِ الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ. He says that the person is in awe, in love with their creator, their mawla, the way someone in love is with their beloved. وَيُنَاجِيهِ. And this person talks to Allah with his own speech. لِكُلِّ آيَةٍ حَضَّحَ مِنَ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ. Focusing on every word that they're saying in their prayer. فَتَجْذِبْ قَلْبَهُ وَرُوحَهُ إِلَيْهِ. And so their heart is being pulled. Their soul is being pulled to Allah. آيَاتُ الْمُحِبْ وَالْوَدَادِ. All of the verses of love. وَآيَاتُ الَّتِي فِيهَا أَسْمَاءُ وَالصِّفَاتِ. All of the verses of the Quran that speak about the names of Allah, those verses are allowing the person to know Allah better. وَالْآيَاتُ الَّتِي تَعَرَّفَ بِهَا إِلَىٰ عِبَادِ آلَائِهِ All of the blessings, the ayahs that speak about blessings, this person is thinking about their blessings. وَتَتَطَيَّبُ لَهُ السَّيْرِ He's like, and this person's journey gets beautiful to Allah because they read the verses about hope and mercy and forgiveness. And it makes their journey easy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he keeps going and he just explains how we're using the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm gonna read this last line and then we're done for today, inshallah ta'ala. Listen to what he says. So here, that's the name of the book that we're studying for those on Instagram. It's a book by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah. I'm gonna read this last line and then we can stop here, inshallah ta'ala. Complex, Cinderella complex, hashtag. I feel you on that. That's a good one. So look what he says. He says, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. He's like, he says, fawa asafa. This is the last line. Fawa asafa. Wawa hasrata. Kayfa yanqidhi az-zaman. Wa yanfaddu al-umr. Walqal mahjub ma shamma li hadha ar-ra'ya. This is heavy. Please stick with me. He says, it's such a regrettable state. It's so sad. How can life go by? How can time pass? And your heart is in a hijab. It is blocked. It is barred. It is blocked from smelling the fragrance of this type of closeness with Allah. I'm going to read more what he says, but I want you to feel what he's saying. What he's trying to say is, you don't know what you're missing out on. You don't know what it's like. And once you experience it, then there will be no greater joy than those moments of solitude with Allah. And until you experience it, it's like, you know, there are certain things in life, until people experience it, you can't even explain to them the joy of it. And this is one of them. This is one of them. What is it? That closeness with Allah in the middle of the night when no one else is around. There's such a pleasure in that and a joy. He's like, it's regrettable that some people will pass their life and never taste the Hajj Salah one time. Kharaja min ad-dunya kama dakhala ilay. Poor person. They leave the world the way they came in. Wa ma dhaqa atyabu ma fi. They didn't taste the most beautiful part of life. Bal asha fiha aish al-baha'im. Rather, they lived life like the lives of animals, eating and drinking, and that's it. Wantaqal minha intiqal al-mafalis. They leave this world without anything. Fakanat hayatuhu ajazan wa mawtuhu kamadan wa ma'adu hasratan. What he's trying to say, brothers and sisters, and we'll stop here, inshallah. What he's trying to say is like, just experience this one night, please. Stand up one night. And so we began today's halakha. I'm going to end here, but some people came late. So I want to share something. The scholars, they say, Shita Rabi'ul Mu'min. There's a narration that says, Shita Rabi'ul Mu'min. Sorry about that. I'll answer your question in a minute, Zahra. Hold on. Ashita Rabi'atul Mu'min. What does that mean? Winter is the spring of the believers. So in spring, everything comes to life. And in winter, everything dies. And so the beauty is that for the believer, when winter comes, it's actually a spiritual spring for us. Why? Well, I began today's lesson 40 minutes ago by explaining, when the nights are long, it's easy for qiyam. And when the days are short, it's easy to pray, to fast. So it's so much easier. Allah is opening the door for these special types of worship. And so that's what I wanted to highlight. I really wanted us to realize that as winter is approaching, This is a time for spiritual awakenings. It's Rabi'atul Mu'min. It's the time when the Mu'min comes to life. And the only way you can do that, and I'm going to say this one last time, you got to go to sleep on time so you can wake up for that Salatul Qiyam al-Layl and experience that, what it feels like to overcome your sleep. Make wudu, stand up in the moment of silence in nighttime when everything is done, and worship Allah when everyone is asleep. And to realize everything we just said, that Allah has blessed me with the ability to stand before Him, right? So that's what we talked about today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability, try it. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi is saying, you haven't tasted anything if you haven't tasted the sweetness of Qiyam al-Layl before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the middle of the night, 4 a.m., 4:30 a.m., when everyone else is asleep, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, opening your heart out, shedding tears, you know, just opening your heart. And the only one there is the angels, that's it, the malaika, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon it, inshallah ta'ala. Remember the blessing of winter that comes upon us. It's a time of opening spiritually for us. May Allah give us the ability to see and realize the sweetness of faith and to take benefit from this, inshallah. Thank you for joining me, guys. Inshallah, as you guys know, this is our weekly halaqa, the two migrations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Jazakumullahu khair. I will see everyone next Wednesday, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.